I'd like to welcome back to the show Todd Maffin. Todd, of course, is an expert of all things social media. And today I want to talk about website stuff. I have been struggling building my new website for this radio property and learning as I go. Because when I did TV, I had 20 million viewers a year. I didn't have to worry too much about, you know, about reaching people. Mm-hmm. We reached people. Now we're on radio and we're on the internet. And now we have to work hard to reach people. And so I'm learning all about search engine optimization and all those sorts of things. So the main reason that I invited you in here was to get free advice, Todd.
Absolutely. Yep, no problem. Aren't you feeding me after this?
I will feed you. All right. I will feed you after this. So let's talk about the science of traffic.
Science of web traffic.
Web traffic.
Yeah.
As opposed to...
Well, it's an art and a science, you know. I mean, it's... So let's say that you've got a web page, either it's for your company or it's just a personal blog you have or, you know, something like that. Every single person I deal with in my company will come up and they'll say, I want to be number one on Google. You know, like when people type in search, widgets, I want to be number one widget position. And it's like, you know, all the money in the world can't get you that unless you do some really specific things. First of all, get out of widgets because everyone's in them, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you have a lot, if you're in an industry or you're writing a food blog, for instance, which is there's tons of food blogs in Vancouver, especially, right? You're not going to be number one unless you're really doing things special. The trick to this is a bit of a science, as you mentioned, a bit of an art called SEO.
Search engine optimization.
You got it. You got it. And there are people, and this is their job, right? This is what they do for a living. They are experts in SEO. And what it is it's essentially tweaking your content, changing it subtly in a manner that makes it friendlier for Google and the other search engines.
And this has its roots back in the very beginning of the web when people would be putting tags in behind that you couldn't even see on the screen, and we'd be embedding tags so that people would find your website.
And that's right.
And it's grown and grown because Google has tried to stay ahead of the curve. Google doesn't want you to be found. Google has one aspires to do one thing, to be relevant. Mm-hmm. They want, when you type in a search, they want you to find what you're looking for. So they actually have a fairly pure motive. They have a whole other revenue motive attached to which you can actually pay to be found, which
you
is
can.
A totally different story. But in pure search,
yes,
they want you to find what you're looking for. Am I correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And they've done a very good job because they changed the model that you're talking about. The previous model, as you alluded to, was what we nerds would refer to as keyword stuffing. Mm-hmm. And the way it worked was, let's say you have a web page article. Let's say you've got a blog post, right? And it's an article you want people to find, and it's an article about, I don't know, widgets. I hate widgets.
Let's say it's about birds.
Birds. All right. So let's say that you want to be the Vancouver resource for birds, right? You want to be that page. So back in the day, what we would do is we would figure out the words that people were using to search for those.
Feathers, beak.
Absolutely.
Flying.
Bird, bush tip,
bird.
Whatever, robins and everything like that.
Egg.
And we would repeat those words over and over and over and over and over and over again. And if the web page were a white background, we'd put it in white text so that you, as an actual human being looking at the page, wouldn't notice it. But the search engines weren't smart enough back then to know that there was a difference in color. It would just read it and it would go, oh, well, there's a whole lot of words with the word bird here. It must be about birds. Google changed that because they came along and they realized everyone was doing that. Everyone was stuffing the pages. It wasn't relevant, right? And when you would type in bird blog Vancouver, what you would get was the person who said bird the most on the page. Not relevant.
And we actually, if I can interject momentarily, porn purveyors were just stuffing it so that every site that you went to ended up being a porn site because they were the ones making money.
And you know, it's funny because porn on the internet still remains the porn industry on the internet was responsible for video streaming, for the codecs we have. Like, I mean, they really did push the envelope. So here's what
Thank
Google
goodness
did
for it.
Exactly. So here's what Google did that was different is Google said, in addition to looking at the content on the page, we're going to look to see who else considers that page important. So now if you've got a page called Vancouver Bird Blog, but no one's linking to it, right? No one's paying any attention to it. There aren't any bird websites that are pointing to your site. There's no bird forum where someone said, hey, this is a really good blog. If no one's pointing to your site with a link, Google says,
you're not relevant.
It's probably not relevant. No one's paying any attention to this. Now, on the other side, let's say that you've got this bird blog, you've posted an article, and someone at CBC says, we're doing this story on it, we'll link to your article from our producer's page. And let's say a couple of other bloggers in the animal world, animal bloggers, say, you know, this is a really good blog. The more links that are inbound, the more websites that point to you, the higher you move up in Google. And more than that, the more important that website is that links to you, the higher up you go. Google refers to, well, Google doesn't, they have this as a particular score. It's called a Google score. We nerds call it Google juice. You have better Google juice. So .otech, if it's, you know, it's probably got very strong because you've got lots of links in. If all of a sudden the New York Times, CNN.com, and CBC were to link to a page, you would move up in Google.
Yes.
That's how it works.
And that's it. And that's the goal that everybody has. So how do you, is it just elbow grease that companies can, like, it's one thing if you're writing a food blog and it's a hobby. It's a whole other thing if you're trying to drive traffic and you're trying to, because ultimately the power of this is to get people to your site so that you can then monetize it either by reaching your message out or by selling product or by selling advertising. There's some reward at the end.
Yes.
So if you are serious about it, if you're just blogging about model cars and you've got a series of people, you know, it's one thing. But if you really want to get out there, what's the best
strategy? There are steps you can take. Yes. So here's a couple of things. First of all, publish frequently. The more often you publish, the more Google will go back. So if you're just publishing once a week or so, eventually Google and all these other engines will figure out, well, they're only doing it once a week or so. We'll only go by once a week and check. If you're doing it every other day or so, it's more frequent.
Now, that's talking about fresh content on your site.
That's right.
And a lot of sites now we're referring to not as websites, but we're saying that they are really a blogging site. And the blogging site really refers to the constant stream of updates on the site.
Yes. It's worth having, you know, if right now you update a web page manually, it's worth considering moving to a blog platform. That doesn't mean it has to look like a blog where people are posting photos of their meals, right? Mm-hmm. You can just use, there's great software called WordPress, which is free. WordPress.com will handle it. So once, because search engines are used to those structures of those web pages, they index better, right? They figure out where things are on the page. If you use WordPress self-downloaded version, this is their own version you can install on your own server, you can actually buy these upgrades, essentially, to this WordPress blog platform. They're called themes. Theme is just the way a page looks, right? Mm-hmm. So all the content stays the same, but you can apply a different theme. So one day you can make your theme blue. Another day you can make it so that the same content is in two columns instead of one. It's not related to the content, but how it's laid out on the page. So you can pay for these premium themes. And there are some themes that are designed for search engines. Thesis is one of them. Headspace is another name. So those words are really good. You purchase one of these themes and you will be higher up in Google's rankings simply because of the way that theme is designed.
Really?
Yeah. So that's another tool. If you don't want to do that, if you happen to use WordPress, and I go back to WordPress because a lot of people do use it, you can also install these little plugins. Mm-hmm. One is called Yoast. It's called WordPress SEO. By Yoast, Yoast.
They do it for other platforms as well. I believe we have that on. We use Drupal, and we have a plugin that does.
Yes,
that.
Yeah. Exactly. And what's really cool about it is you write your post in this platform, and just before you publish, it's a little area for SEO, for search engine optimization, and you fill it out a little bit, and it says, okay, well, what words do you really want to be ranked on for this? Like when people search, you say Vancouver birds, I really want. So it goes through your article and it says, okay, well, look, Vancouver birds is in your title, but you only put Vancouver birds in two places. So why don't you bump it up in a little bit? And by the way, instead of calling that page title, the actual file name, post 12, why don't you call it vancouverbirds.htm? You know, if you include the title of the keywords that you're looking for or that you want people to search for in the title and in the name of the actual file, little things like that.
Well, actually, that's a little bit different than the tools that I have. So I'm going to take a look for that. But there's also the concept of attaching tagging your post as well by putting in meta tag information that helps the search engines as well.
Yep.
Is that losing its value?
A little bit, yeah. There used to be this, and there still is, an area called meta descriptions or meta keywords. Yeah. Not many engines pay too much attention to that anymore.
Really? So I'm starting to waste my time by doing that. So now you have to pack the words back into the article itself.
And
we've come full circle.
We have, and you can't go too far, right? And unfortunately, Google will not publish its secret sauce.
Yeah.
So, my experience has been, if you're looking for, let's say this bird example again, sorry to keep pounding against the horrible same example, but, you know, if the article is about, I don't know, 600 words or so, you can probably get away with 4, maybe 5 references to the keyword you're looking for or that you want people to search for in the body. Absolutely make sure it's in the title of the article, like the headline of the article, that's really important as well. And then the second step, as we talked about earlier, go find other websites that have high Google juice. Google's term is PageRank, is what they call it.
Yeah.
So go find sites that have high PageRanks. And they're the ones off the top of your head, you know, like Bird Forums and things that.
And look for the ones in your area of expertise and see what they're doing.
Yes. And make sure, and here's what's critical, make sure that you provide a link with the keywords linked that you want. So if you want to move higher, you can't just say, I want to be higher in Google. You have to say, well, what keywords do I want to be higher with? So if Vancouver birds is what you're after, make sure you go onto all these forums, you know, and when you say, when you post something, say, I've got a great blog and it's about, ding, Vancouver birds, and you make that the link. That way, Google sees those words physically attached to the address of your page. That is an inbound link. That will work.
So what you're saying is you actually go out and pimp your product on your competitors' websites.
Sometimes competitors, although if they're good, they'll knock you off. sometimes forums, but you know, I never recommend to clients that you just go on drive-by spam. You know, you don't want to just hit a bird forum and say, "Hey, come visit my site." Blah blah blah. No,
okay.
Join the forum, engage in dialogue, and then when it's appropriate, if they're talking about bush tits, for instance, you can say, "Actually, I've got a really interesting article." Then provide a link. Then it's relevant, right? You're part of the conversation. You're not just drive-by. But you're right. There are places. You know, there's websites out there like Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R-R, Fiverr.com, where you can pay someone $5 to go get you 50 backlinks. And they'll go post for $5, they will go post whatever article you want with whatever keyword you want on 50 other websites. Now, they're low page rank sites usually.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're not great.
Do you get those people on your site? Because I just go through and clear that stuff out. It occasionally gets posted.
That's drive-by spam. Yeah, yeah. I clear that stuff out quite a bit.
Yeah, I'd sure like to find a tool that did that automatically. We could talk on and on, and we will in future Todd Maffin Unplugged
segments. Do I get a theme song?
We'll talk to Chris about it. We got our music guy, Chris King. He'll help us out. He'll do a Todd Maffin thing. And do you want it to be a bird theme?
I don't care, as long as it's showgirls.
Bird theme or widgets?
Showgirls.
Showgirls.
Dancing showgirls, man.
ToddMaffin.com. Check them out.